Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is making another attempt to reach an infrastructure deal with congressional Republicans on Capitol Hill. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports negotiations on a bipartisan compromise have been stuck in neutral for weeks.
Talks this week could mark a final push to reach an agreement before Democrats try to pass a sweeping infrastructure plan on their own. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration is keeping the door open for a bipartisan compromise, but is prepared to go it alone.
There's a budget reconciliation process that's just getting underway, which we expect to be a vehicle to move a number of the president's bold ideas forward.
President Biden has said he's encouraged by the latest bipartisan proposal put forth by a group of senators, but still has questions about how to pay for the bill. Biden wants to offset the spending on infrastructure by raising taxes on corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Republicans have outright rejected that. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
A sweeping attempt by Democrats to rewrite U.S. election and voting law has stalled in the Senate. As was widely expected, Republicans blocking the measure in a procedural vote. Vice President Kamala Harris outside the Senate chamber said the battle is not over.
The issue here is there actual access to the voting process, or is that being impeded? And the bottom line is that the president and I are very clear. We support S-1. We support the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And the fight is not over.
The bill comes at a time voting restrictions have been put in place in more than a dozen states. Meanwhile, in a separate move, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has told Democratic leaders she'll announce this week whether she will create a select committee to investigate the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol carried out by supporters of former President Donald Trump. A House bill to create an outside commission was filibustered by Senate Republicans last month. Louisiana's governor is vetoing a transgender sports ban similar to ones that have gone into effect in other southern states. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it would have prevented female trans athletes from playing on teams to match their gender identity.
Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards vetoed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, calling it discriminatory and a solution in search of a problem that doesn't exist in Louisiana. The state's Republican-controlled legislature overwhelmingly approved the bill, which would have required athletic teams and sporting events for women and girls to allow only participants who are, quote, biological females. It would have applied to both K through 12 and college athletes. Edwards says the bill would make life more difficult for already vulnerable transgender children and would make it more likely that professional and collegiate sports championships would avoid Louisiana. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 68 points. The Nasdaq rose 111 points. This is NPR. Zambia is reporting a record number of COVID-19 deaths. NPR's Jason Bobing in Freetown, Sierra Leone reports morgues and coronavirus wards are being overwhelmed.
In a statement, the Zambian Ministry of Health says its COVID wards have been at 100% capacity for 4 weeks straight. Day after day, the country is setting new records for COVID deaths. Cases continue to rise, and the testing positivity rate on Monday was at 28%, which indicates that far more cases are probably going undetected. The health ministry, in an appeal to Zambians, adds that the war against the virus won't be won with more nurses, ventilators, or oxygen tanks. The ministry called for people to limit religious gatherings, practice social distancing, and wear masks in public. It also urged Zambians to get immunized once vaccines are available. So far, less than 1% of the population has received even a single COVID shot. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
As people begin traveling by plane again, it seems tempers are a bit frayed, including among those who are being told they still need to wear a mask while on board. Airlines say since January 1st alone, there have been about 3,000 cases of disruptive passengers. It's gotten so bad in some cases that airlines, flight attendants, and pilots have sent letters to the U.S. Justice Department urging more be done to deal with the problem. In some especially egregious cases, there are reports of airlines banning unruly or assaultive passengers for life. Crude oil futures prices slipped today amid some signs OPEC producers might be considering upping production. Oil down 58 cents a barrel to settle at $73.08 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.